This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another English with Fraser podcast, the podcast where you can learn standard and natural British English through listening to my podcasts and picking up my accent, picking up the words I say and getting used to and getting your ears accustomed to an authentic British accent. No American accent here. 100% English. So, this is part four of the four-part mini-series, Phrasal Verbs. As you will recall, if you listened to the previous episode, on this episode we're on the final stretch. We're on the remaining 25, so from 76 to 100 on this nice list that I'm reading off. So to start, we're going to go straight into number 76, which is set up. Set up. Now, set up means to arrange something, to organize something. So can you set up a meeting with him? Can you arrange a meeting for me and him to talk? You could also set up a device. For example, we need to set up the microphone ready for the podcast. We need to set up the amp, which is a musical equipment. We need to set up the amp for the concert. Show off. Show off. To show off means you're proud of something or proud of yourself. So you might have a new mug that you really love and you want to show everyone. Oh, he's just going around trying to show off his new mug. If someone is a show off, then it means they're quite smug. They're quite arrogant. They like to gloat. They're very proud of themselves. They like to show off. They like to show how good they are. Shut down. Shut down means turn off, to turn something off. The company shut down the operation in the Middle East. So that means the company were working in the Middle East, for example, Saudi Arabia, but then they decided to shut down the operations. So they stopped working in Saudi Arabia. They stopped the operations there. It ceased, which means to stop. Ceased. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. This one's quite literal. So you take a seat and you sit your bum downwards. Please, can you sit down? We haven't finished. So please take a seat. We haven't finished speaking or we haven't finished the meeting. Stand up. Stand up. Now, stand up and sit down are opposites. They're complete opposites. So stand up means you're already sat down. And then you stand up from sitting to stand on your legs. So now you're standing up. And if you sat down, then you'd go and sit back down on the seat. Sit down, stand up. Everybody stood up when the teacher entered the room. Stick to. Stick to. Now, stick to, we use this when we're talking about a plan or a rule. Please remember to stick to the rules and don't run in the corridors. So that means please listen to the rules. Please follow the rules. Please abide to the rules. If you set yourself a budget of money you want to spend each month, you should stick to this. So that means you should follow your plan and not overspend. Take after. Now this is usually used when we're talking about a trait or a characteristic, and then about a family member. Could also be a friend, but let me give you an example. He takes after his father, so that means him and his father are similar. Looks like he takes after his father. They have the same nose, so that means the son or daughter has inherited the same nose as the father, so they take after him, which means they look the same, or they've inherited something. Take off. Now this could be talking about a plane, so please fasten your seatbelts for take off. That's because the plane will be going down the runway and will ascend upwards and take off. So it takes off from the floor. Also, you could say take off when talking about clothes or a costume. Please take your coat off, it's too hot. Or let me know when you take it off. So let me know when you take the piece of clothing off. Take over. Now, takeover is usually used when you take somebody else's responsibilities from them. So, I will take over doing the project from next month onwards. You could also have a takeover when a company buys another company. So, they've purchased all the shares in the company and now own it. So, that's a takeover. And you can have both hostile and non-hostile takeovers. However, that's a podcast for a different day. That's sort of business and business law. So starting from Monday, I'm going to take over tea duty. So that means on Monday, I'm going to be the one that makes cups of tea. Take over from somebody else. Take up. Now, the best way to use this is when talking about a hobby or an activity. Oh, seems like you're quite good at that. Have you thought about taking up running? Or you want to lose some weight? Maybe you should take up doing yoga. Or I haven't played football for so long, but I think it's time to take up football again. So that means you're going to start playing it. You're going to start doing that activity. That's going to be your new hobby or old hobby again. Talk about. So that means you talk about a subject or a topic. They talked about their plans for the winter. So that means the conversation was about what plans they have for the winter. Is that what you're going to talk about? Is that what you're going to speak about? Yes. Talk over. Now, talk over is used to discuss finer details. We need to talk over the technical details before we make this big decision. So we need to discuss again. We need to go back and talk about these details. Talk over the fine points. Talk over could also be when you speak louder than somebody else. So, sorry, I couldn't hear her. Somebody else spoke over her, or somebody else was talking over her. Means you couldn't hear her. Somebody else's voice was too loud. Throw away. So when you don't want something anymore, you'll throw it away, which means to get rid of it or even to put it in the bin. Don't throw away old clothes. You should donate them to charity shops. Throw up. Now this one's not particularly nice, but it means to be sick, to vomit. He felt sick, so in the end he had to throw up. Turn around. Turn around. That means to look and turn behind you. So you might say, turn around, look at the bird there. So you're standing forward and you spin around and then you start looking behind you. So you spin 180 degrees and now you're going behind you. Turn down. Turn down. Turn down simply means to refuse, to say no. Can't believe he turned down the offer. He said no to the job offer. This offer's too good to refuse. You won't want to turn it down. This offer's so good, you can't possibly say no. Turn in. Turn in. That means to give, so to hand in, to give somebody something. Turn the document in to your boss, so give it to your boss. I had to turn it in before 6 o'clock. Turn off. Turn off. We use this when we're talking about devices, electronic devices. For example, a phone, a microwave, the computer. Also could be lights again. Can you turn the lights off when you leave the room? Turn on. Turn on. Now this is the opposite. So you turn it off if you want it to go off and you turn it on if you want it to go on. Please turn on the radiator. It's getting very cold. Did you turn the TV on? So was it you that turned the TV on? Turn up. Turn up. So turn up means you arrive somewhere. So what time did he turn up? It was supposed to be 7 o'clock, but what time did he turn up? So maybe he turned up late. Let me know when you plan to turn up. Wake up. Wake up. That just means to get up, so to be awake, to get out of bed. Wake up. I wake up every day at 8 o'clock. So every day I awaken. I open my eyes and I get out of bed. Warm up. Warm up. Warm up can be two meanings. You could warm some food up, which means to literally heat it up. Warm up the soup in the microwave. Warm up the chicken in the air fryer. But also it could be talking about muscles when you warm up before sport. So don't forget to do a quick warm up before you play the match. So that means you'll run around or do some stretches, make your muscles warmer so they're ready for exercise. Work out. Work out. This has two meanings. Firstly, to exercise. To go to the gym, to hit the gym. I like to work out at the gym. So exercise your body, exercise your muscles. Work out could also be to solve a problem. Did you work out the Sudoku in the newspaper? Did you work out the crossword? That maths problem was too hard to work out. So that just means to solve, to find the right answer. And lastly, at 100, write down, write down. So you write something down, which means you write it into a book or piece of paper. And what you're doing is you're holding the pen and you're going downwards into the paper and writing on it. Please write down your name on the front of the exam. So that just means please write your name on the exam. Right, that was episode 4 of my mini 4-part phrasal verbs series. I hope that was useful and I hope those examples were understandable and you guys got that and it helped improve your English and maybe you learnt a few new ones you didn't know. If any of them weren't clear and you'd like to ask me a question, do not hesitate to get in touch. My contact details are found on the description of the podcasts, anywhere you find them and anywhere you listen. But that's englishwithfraser@gmail.com. Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to share with some friends. So if you've got any friends or family that are also learning English and would like to use my podcast, or you think my podcast might help them or they might enjoy it, then don't forget to share this. So click that share button and send it to a friend or family, or tell someone about it. Thanks for listening, and that's all. I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.